So, Nicole, if you could share any, we're going to limit it today to, let's say, 20 minutes or half an hour because we like to break it up. Because when we talk about emotions, sometimes it gets heavy. So we need to break it up. So, if you want to speak about anything, how you're feeling, or any recent or past incident or anything that happened that you want to, share and express, and then, I'll just be here with you through that. It can be recent or in the past, anything that maybe you didn't discuss with anybody else, but anything you want to get off your chest.
Well, it's basically about marriage. So this is I've just entered into my third marriage 5 years ago, and it's a lot of sort of conflict for the past 5 years. So it's like almost every week we have sort of all kinds of things happen, you know. So emotionally, I'm very drained. So lately, I'm trying to find ways to sort of heal myself. So it's an emotional trauma, I'll say, because it happens like almost every week. So lately, I had a really serious chat with my husband. I said that this can't go on anymore because my health is affected as well.
How do you feel through that as it's happening? If you were to put a feeling to it.
Well, for past 5 years, I feel like when it happened, it feels like hell on earth. But we also try to make up after that, but just that for some reason that he's got this anger issue in him. So I've been telling him he has to deal with that anger issue. Doesn't agree with that. But of course, lately, in fact, it just happened, I think, a few weeks ago. I told him that it just can't go on like this because my health is already affected. Because can you imagine every week I have to go through that very draining kind of episode, and I have to pick up myself because I have two children to look after, so I have to be strong as well. So I've been trying to be very strong, put up a nice facade.
How do you feel in this moment about all of this? Like, I understand he is an angry person, as you've described, but what's your feeling?
For me, because I'm a person that I don't hold grudges, and I'm a peace maker. So for me, I just want to get over it. I always tell him that forgiveness is already there. You don't even need to ask for forgiveness. It's just that do not let the anger sort of consume you, because I'm the one who's on the receiving end whenever that happens.
Do you want to
I don't, I mean,
go?
I don't even want to say that I'm a victim now, because I just learned recently that I cannot feel victimized. So I don't even want to try to avoid using that word. So, well, today I can talk to you with a very, I'll say that I'm actually, I think maybe because I've just done the meditation with Dr. Buddha this morning. You know, every Wednesday I join them. So I try to have this, cultivate this joy in me. I realize that I can program my subconscious mind to just bypass all the bad memory and just wipe out whatever happened. It's only that this few weeks, I'll say that the situation has been, it's improving.
It is improving.
Because he finally realized that whatever he's done for the past few years has affected my physical health very much.
To me, it sounds like you're describing, waves here of first feeling helpless, perhaps, and then now at least some relief from his admission or acknowledgement.
Because he can see that I'm actually physically, that is manifestation. How to say it? Because in the past, I did tell him that I say, whenever you lash out on me in anger, I am emotionally drained and it affects my whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the chemical inside the body and all those things. So it's been so many years, 5 years. So lately, I just discovered that I started to have, you know, my vitiligo here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's physical now. My melanocyte, my skin cell is dying. So I begin to develop white patches around my nails. So I say this to him. I say, this is manifesting physically now because my immune system is affected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this woke him up to realize that this is serious. Because whenever I voice out to him, I say, I am suffering emotionally and it's my body. He can't see it, you see. So now he can see it.
How does that feel now? It seems like it was a while, all those years he didn't see it. And now he's coming.
That's why it happens every week. It's a pattern, a cycle. But I say that past, I think 3 weeks, for the first time, there's no anger outburst.
That must feel exhilarating.
Just praying that.
At least in this moment, obviously with the pattern, there would be fear possibly because, you know, the pattern is already there, but in this moment, I could see a glimmer of at least enjoying that this moment that didn't occur.
So that's
a small victory.
And I also signed up with Crop Point, which is good. It's a place where I can put my energy in, my focus there, something for me to sort of look forward to. And also the energy within the group is awesome. So I enjoy being with... Are you a TED member?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so I enjoy being... Even though we are all over the place, we are not together physically, but to me, it gives me a sense of like belonging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So something that I look forward to working with this group of people.
Right.
All like positive energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's what can spring people actually, you know, aloft from whatever they're dealing with to have that positive energy. It's definitely,
it doesn't help when financially we are struggling as well, so a lot of argument, conflict, it's all stem from there. So now I can see that there's a hope for us to get out of this. I just want to be able to break out from status quo.
How do you feel in this moment now? And I'm trying to get at the core feelings. I'll give you an example. The core feelings are very minimal. It can be, happy, lonely, sad, hurt, hungry, tired. So how do you feel now?
I must say that, as I say, because for the first time, like 3 weeks in a row, I don't have to deal with, the anger outburst.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel good and actually very happy, and I hope that you will be like this. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope so for you too. And thank you for sharing all of that with me.
Yeah, I feel a bit lighter. Yeah. And I'm surprised that I don't know how I came across this, because I don't have time to look at my phone all the time. It's just, mm-hmm. It's just random. I just turned on the phone and I saw you guys talking about this. I don't even know what it is, but I just sense in me that I need to join you guys, find out what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny how it just ended up just you and me. Well, because all this year, I'm not a person who likes to discuss my private issue with friends around me. So I've never discussed this with anyone.
I can sense that.
I always keep it to myself.
Yeah, I could
see
that.
This is the first time.
Wow. Yeah, that's, thank you so much.
I guess it's meant to be that.
Yes. Yeah, it was custom made for you.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm privileged that I'm here for you. It's a bounty for me just connecting with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I really mean that, sharing your heart and soul like that. I'm just very grateful to be here with you in this moment, and especially experiencing some levity you have right now. So
is this something that you do as a career, your job?
Well, I have been doing it after a culmination of studying for years, psychology, different psychologists, but getting frustrated, as you can imagine, with the psychiatrist route, it's just medicine, which covers everything. And so the modern psychologists have put together whole techniques. So now let me talk about what I was basically just being with you. Now, what we found is that a person just needs to be heard. So with this modality, we never tell you what you need to do. It's just, as you notice, I hardly said anything. I'm just here to be a sounding board and not necessarily say anything, but help you come to your own conclusions. That's what I'm trying to do by just sitting here. And we have found in modern psychology that's what brings people to the surface of what they're really dealing with, and also come to their own solutions, because everyone has it within themselves to get to their own solutions. So believe it or not, using these modalities, these techniques, which don't really look like techniques from the outside, but it's a lot of what I'm not doing that is what's sitting here with us, that helps even schizophrenics come out of it. Just being with someone who is 100% there for you. Like, none of us have that in our life. We have busy lives, and everyone has their, issues coming, their history with that person. But when you sit with somebody who's just there for you in the present moment without any prejudging anything, a human being can blossom like nowhere else when that happens. Yes. So that's basically why I can't really explain it. It's more of what I'm not doing than what I'm doing, if that makes sense.
So basically, you just stay as a listener.
And connect. So that the intention is, what I'm trying to do is connect with you so that you feel heard and understood. Not so much heard, but that you feel the heart's connection. Secondly, to help facilitate you to come to your conclusions and empower yourself. Like you already said, I'm not a victim. You've already done some work on this yourself. So, and then just to help you reinvigorate. Sometimes we use words like kind of borrowing my heart, you know, in this moment. If you come to the table with something, and sometimes people come with something really in a crisis at that moment where they want to have a session, right? So in that moment, they really need to borrow the other person's heart, essentially. And that can happen. So it's kind of like the meditation that Dr. Buttar does with using scalar energy, right?
Yes. So
you could say we're using it with just another human being's heart.
Mm-hmm. This is more, there's a human touch.
You know? Yes, exactly.
I'm so glad that you mentioned one thing that resonates with me. You say that we shouldn't be using drugs, medication in psychiatric.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What happened is my daughter, for some strange reason that I can't figure out even until now, since she started going to school,
mm-hmm.
At kindergarten level, mm-hmm. she shut down completely. She's a chatterbox at home. Mm-hmm. She's very articulate. She speaks very well. But since kindergarten, she stopped talking at school.
Oh.
Completely. You know? So now she's already in first year secondary school. She's 12. Mm. So can you imagine from 4 years old, I'm 12. Mm. She's not talking at school. And then the teachers, they advised me to bring her to psychiatrist, psychologist, or speech therapist. But I know that it's pointless because she speaks so well. And I also I've done some research. I realized that they actually label this sort of children as there's a name for it, selective mutism. And they actually prescribe drug.
Yeah.
It was so shocking, their solution, prescribed drugs that help them to relax, to reduce anxiety. I was like, oh my gosh. I told teachers I would never bring her to see all this, batteries or what. So you mentioned that all drugs can treat that sort of,
exactly, those are extreme measures to try to, it's kind of like pumping the person for some reaction. Any drug is just giving a reaction more than solving the problem. But I can tell you, Nicole, that you know, I'm hoping to have this platform on the CrowdPoint and eventually have a lot of people doing this. So someone like you could get trained by me to do it too, because it's fully trainable. But then you would know how to do this with your daughter too. There are techniques.
So how long is the course? Training?
Well, initially it's the first intensive is 3 hours, but then what happens is the more you practice, the better you get. But initially, just
because by nature, I'm a listener. Normally with my friends, I'm the one who listens a lot. I don't talk much.
You'll be a natural. Then you will be a natural at this.
Yeah.
And every session is different depending on what the person is bringing to the table, of course.
Right.
So sometimes I may say more than other times, but eventually, when you get the core techniques and you know, what exactly the facilitation rules are, then, you know, you mold it according to the person at the table. So,
this is fantastic. Because in this, you know, stressed out world, the world that we live in, I think most people need that sort of...
Exactly.
I won't call it treatment, but
it's not,
that quality time
that
you can sit down and...
And
pour their hearts out.
Exactly.
And not being judged.
Absolutely.
And not being labeled as psychotic.
No, if you go back and read our side, we don't believe in any of the labels. And we say, you know...
To ask you, what is your side that I
can... Yeah, so Sufi Salon. Let me put it in the chat.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. I thought it's somebody's name, and then wondering. Yeah, okay, so that
there
is
you go.
Super.com.
Right. So you could read
so
more.
Are you the trainer?
Yes, I'm the trainer. And then
and you're the
once,
only one?
Right now, I do have some family members that I train, but what I want to do now is bring it to the public. Through.
And what about yourself? Where did you receive your training?
So I did it privately. Various psychiatrists throughout the world. And what I realized is they're willing to teach you what works, but in terms of going through the institutional route, they can never do that. Because
does it mean that you develop this approach yourself?
Yes, by integrating all of them alone,
yeah.
And then seeing which one works, leaving the things that take too long, and just...
Okay, so you have worked with quite a lot of people now? And
yes, yes.
Seeing good results?
Yeah, very good. I mean, it's just remarkable. I mean, these are things that are hidden from the public. These, like some of what I just used, there are techniques that are used with, like I was saying, schizophrenics to bring them out of schizophrenia. Obviously, the further along the label is, it doesn't matter what mental illness label they're given. With these techniques, you know, we have a very high success rate of bringing them out of that label.
So even people like my daughter, do you think?
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm saying. What I would want you to do is eventually when we have this platform up, learn the techniques and then you do it with your daughter. And I mean, it sounds like the trauma of any, you know, trauma within spouses is automatic trauma for the children. So, and then it takes them a while to process it. They go inward because they can't make sense of what's going outward.
Yeah.
And so once they're given a safe haven, they start coming out. So I would hope and pray that's what happens with your daughter as you learn how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but it's, yeah, definitely it's something that doesn't require any medicine, which
yeah.
I'm absolutely opposed to.
But in my family, we do not touch drugs and medication at all.
Yes, yeah, my family as well. So, and I think a lot of us in TAP and Crowdpoint are the same way. That's why
that's
we all
why I'm attracted to
yes. Yeah. We want to respect the whole human being.
Yes.
Not, I call them synthetics. I don't even call them medicine. I don't want a synthetic person that I'm dealing with. I want you, no matter what your problem is, I want you fully as you are. So, I mean, that's the difference. So, yeah, so it was wonderful.
Also, you have spoken to Dr. Buddha and you guys...
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah, yeah. He said...
you know, like, in the AMEX exchange.
Yeah, yeah. So he's working on that conference so hard that he said, I want to do a demo right after that. So, because I wanted him to do a demo with me before that.
Because there's another person. Do you know Tiffany Schultz?
Yeah, I mean, we all do because she does the work for us, yes. But now I don't know her personally, through the chats.
She mentioned about quantum energy healing session.
Okay.
That they'd like to bring it on to AMEX as well. So
I'm sure
is
they would.
Modality.
Yeah. And, yes. Yeah, I'm sure they would because Dr. Buchar is into all of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Rasha, right? Like
I'm thinking of like providing a service, a group of people providing
yeah.
the
yes, you can see it on my site. That's what I'm working towards. So once I train enough people, all of you, yeah, all of you I want on my platform. So anywhere in the world someone wants a session right now, they plug in. You might be available on it. You get to earn.
You know what? You are like a prayer answered. Because just 2 weeks ago, I actually private messaged Tiffany to ask her how to be a coach in advanced medicine.
Mm-hmm.
How to be trained as a coach and all that. Because I'm actually very much into wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Because unofficially, I'm actually doing it right now for a lot of my friends.
Right.
How to like maintain health without drugs and medicine. How to detox the body.
Mm-hmm.
I actually love doing all these things.
Yeah.
So, but I just realized that that is very hard to get into. Advanced medicine as a coach,
yes.
So now that you mentioned this is another group.
Yes, you can get our training. Doesn't take long, like I said, to get started, and then the more you do though, the better you get at it. So
few months, did you say?
Yes, absolutely. Some people less, like if you know, you're a natural listener, probably even less.
Yeah, I'm a listener.
Yeah, I would say even less. And then because of our platform, you'll be able to keep practicing, you know, because we want people all over the world to, it's basically to disrupt the current mental health care.
Yes, I know.
What my
I'm so glad I'm, you're sending goosebumps on my hand, because where I live right now, I live in a little town here in Western Australia.
Okay.
You won't believe this. The government just spent millions of dollars, built a hub. They call it the health, mental health hub.
Okay.
And it's all for, you know, what's the age group? Teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad that the young adults and teenagers are all into this mental health issue, to the point the government had to spend so much money to build a hub that's all got to do with drugs.
It's
run by the government and the doctors. Right. So I'm very sad to see that.
I mean, if I go there, I'll talk for hours, but I consider it criminal to just put youth on drugs like that, because their whole life trajectory changes. They become a different personality. You're not getting your child, your young adult anymore. You're getting some new concoction of synthetic mind.
Astra, I'm so glad that you're doing something great, because I've seen friends' children on medication to treat bipolar. Can you imagine a young child having bipolar?
I know.
And the drugs, the dosage is like increasing.
It makes it worse in the long run.
To the point that now, at the age of 16, 17, they are suicidal.
Yes. The number one route of suicide is through those drugs. Yes, some people have them without the drugs, but the percentages that we see all over the world, it's from the drugs more than not, the suicide rates from the drugs. In fact,
able to help this sort of people.
Yes, exactly.
I always tell them that, no, they don't need drugs. You have to take them off drugs.
No, they don't. They need a heart's connection. They need an adult.
The thing is, even the adults are so ignorant nowadays.
Mm-hmm. That's the issue.
Just say that, oh, without the drugs, they'll kill themselves, you know, all these things.
No. That is coming from a false fear.
Yes.
Truly false fear. Yeah.
So not only that we have to treat the children, the adults are the ones that have to be treated.
Yes.
They've all got the wrong mindset.
Right. And most people, they put, you know, whoever it is on those drugs for themselves, not for that person. They want, okay, I don't want to deal with this, so I'm just going to give you this. It's just injustice, I think. So we're hoping to correct that.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so proud of you. That's right.
Thank you. I'm. It's a pleasure to meet you.
A pioneer in this.
Yes, I. You know, I just can't see.
You know what? It's always deep in my heart to disrupt this evil system.
Yes.
The medical establishment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I always say that they are murderers,
mm-hmm.
and they can get away with whatever they do. It's like, they are the legal drug pushers.
Yeah. I mean, that's the third cause of death in America, is the doctor's prescription that he gave you. So.
Yeah, I read that about like 17 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Number one killer is properly prescribed drug.
Right. So, so we can, you know, we need to change. Like Dr. Buttar says, you know, we're the change that the world needs.
Yeah.
So
start from us.
Yeah. So Dr. Buttar is doing it for the, you know, medicine for our bodies. And I want to help do it for
our mind.
Yes. So,
yeah. I'm 100% with you.
100%. Excellent, Nicole. It was such a pleasure to meet you. I really, really appreciate you coming on board. And so that you'll hear more news, you know, once this, my platform is up.
Okay, keep me
in terms of the training.
Oh, I'll go check out your website.
Yeah, please do. Thank you so much, and have a good rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. It was really,
and thank you for listening.
Absolutely. You're beautiful. I'm so happy to connect with you. Thank you so much. Take care,
right.
Nicole. Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.